Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Yes, come in.
Good evening, Stephanie.
Monsieur Olstein. Appointment time was 8 o'clock. At your request. It's 9:15.
My apologies. I had some unexpected business to tend to.
In our line of work, business can be very unexpected. Please have a seat. Would you like to stay for supper?
Oh, no. Thank you. I won't take up too much of your time. I have come to offer you my help.
A day late and a dollar short, as usual.
Beg pardon?
Thank you for the offer, but why would I ever need your help?
You are betting against yourself, Stephanie. That is not good business.
My business is none of your business.
Okay. I'll just come out and ask, what is your connection with that missing girl?
My business is none of your business.
As a community, we must all work together to protect one another. And the two black men and one woman, they have lynched a senseless search is a major concern for our community. Don't you agree, Madame Sinclair?
Those lynchings have nothing to do with this case.
Yes. You have given every no-good copper the incentive to stop any car with a white girl in it from here to Florida. Do you know how many black men are chauffeurs? Those white boys are having a field day, and that reward money in a redneck with a rope is just itching.
As if they needed an incentive.
I will take 2 of your books off your hands to pay for more discreet detectives. Negro detectives.
You're going to send Negroes to look for a white girl?
I told you, they will be much more discreet than the au fait you hired.
I will call off the hounds, but I will not give you 2 of my books.
This search is a big expense that you cannot afford. The pay, gas money, meals, it all adds up.
How do I know? You don't have her.
Why would I need to kidnap some girl?
Because you know she is very close and dear to me.
Is she? I didn't know that until just now.
My customers are loyal and superstitious. They will never play their numbers with you.
They won't even know I hold their policies. All your same people who do the crunching and running, I'll just provide the payouts, if anything hits.
And you'll see to it that none of the numbers hit?
We'll see how things go.
I will take down the reward. You can hold one of my books to cover expenses, but you have to promise me you will not stop searching for her until she is found.
I promise.
Oh, Where are we? Ugh, these mosquitoes. And this humidity is ruining my hair.
It's too dark to read the signs, but I believe we're just outside of Pittsburgh, a few miles from the Ohio border.
Ohio? I thought we were going to Atlantic City.
Change of plans. The coppers all along the eastern seaboard are looking for you.
Aren't they looking for you too?
You're a girl. There's more at stake. We're going to Chicago.
I don't want to go to Chicago. I've had enough of this. Take me home.
Can't turn around now. We're halfway there.
We agreed on Atlantic City. I don't want to be so far away from my friends and family.
What family?
You take me back to Connecticut this instant, Charles DuPont. I would rather be at that drafty, uptight boarding school than travel another inch through these dirt fields and back roads.
Jesus, Michelle, we are out in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night. I am not turning around now.
You turn this hay burner around right now and take me home. I've had enough of this expedition. It's not at all what I expected.
You think I expected this? I'm facing imprisonment for taking a minor across state lines.
That's ridiculous.
You ever heard of the Mann Act?
No one will arrest you. I gave consent.
Your consent doesn't matter. You're a minor.
Well, your family will never let you go to prison.
I hope not. Michelle, we gotta keep going. Once we get settled in Chicago, I'll write my family to send me some money. All we need is to lay low for a few weeks until you turn 16.
I'm sorry, Charles. I shouldn't have been in such a rush. But I just couldn't stand that school anymore. And her family was so kind to me. I just desperately wanted to be a part of such a wonderful family, and now... Oh, dear.
We'll be fine. You'll be legal, and then we can get married. Everything will be on the up and up. We can start living our lives together.
Oh, Charles, you still love me, don't you?
I just said I was going to marry you, didn't I?
Oh, Charles.
Hey, I gotta keep my eyes on the road.
Mrs. Michelle Mondesir DuPont. I can't wait to start our new lives together.
I can't drive anymore without getting some rest. You know, we passed a sign for a joint about a mile back.
Well, good. I could certainly use a nice hot bath and a soft bed to sleep in. Why, everyone is colored. We can't stay here.
Sure we can. My money is good anywhere. Excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have a room available for the evening?
Sure do. How long you want it for?
The entire evening.
Two rooms.
Two rooms?
There are two of us, so we need two rooms.
Let me check.
I'm not so sure about this place, Charles. It looks a bit...
like a house of prostitution.
I am getting out of here.
Don't be a Dora. We're only sleeping here for a few hours.
How dare you even suggest? I will sleep in the car.
Miss Gladys will give you her bedroom. It is grand and has a large bed and a pull-out bed. Two beds, $2 for the evening. She'll even throw in dinner for 50 cents more.
What's on the menu?
Menu? Miss Gladys just fried up some catfish and okra.
I detest fish.
Sounds delicious. I will be staying. Miss, Mary here would rather retire in our automobile.
Oh, alrighty then. Let me show you to your room, mister. I'll put on fresh linens while you eat your supper. Oh, hey, you don't have to knock. You can just come in.
May I use your restroom, please?
My what?
Your powder room? Water closet? Toilet?
Oh, you can just go anywhere. I prefer those bushes over there.
Where do all of your customers go?
The bushes on the other side of the house? It's dark over there. I'll hold the door open for you, so you can get a little light.
How humiliating. May I have some water to freshen up?
Got it all ready for you. Here you go. How do you manage to keep your hair so straight?
This is not as straight as it usually is. It's just the humidity. Once I get it done, it'll look more decent.
I can press it for you if you want.
No, I do not want. Why would I ever want to do that?
If it gets too curly, won't your Mr. Friend suspect something?
Suspect what?
Oh, never mind.
Suspect what? That my hair is curly?
Yes, that's it. That your hair is curly. Don't worry. I won't tell anyone. I better get back to work.
You won't tell anyone what?
I won't tell anyone your secret.
What secret? What do you know about me? Have you read the papers?
Why would you be written about in the papers? Oh, you're an actress. That's why you're passing.
Passing what?
Passing for white. No one will tell you, Mr. Fran. Although all of us can take one look at you and see that you're colored.
I'm what? I am not colored. Just because my hair is a little wavy does not mean I'm some nappy-headed pickaninny.
Oh, no, miss. I'm so sorry. I have to get back to work.
You listen to me, girl. I am not colored, you hear? I am white. There are no secrets between me and my friend or anyone. Do you hear me?
I'm sorry, miss. I understand. Please, can I go back to my work?
What's that?
It's a raid.
A what?
Miss Gladys probably didn't make her payments this month. This is their way of getting their money.
You mean the cops raid the place just to get money from Miss Gladys?
Thought they were gonna let us go this month. Should've known better. Stay with me.
I will not stay with you. I'm going back to my automobile.
Where do you think you're going?
I only came here to use the... to freshen up. I do not work here.
Sure thing, doll. Line up with the others.
Why? I never...
Just keep your mouth shut and stay with me.
My heavens, Charles! Where are your clothes? And who is this floozy you're with?
Who are you calling a floozy? Tramp.
It's nothing, and don't call me Charles.
Would you please put on your clothes?
I'm trying.
All right, everyone in the wagon. Come on, keep it moving.
How undignified. Do you know who this young man is?
Quiet, Mary.
Charles DuPont, of the Delaware DuPonts.
Not true. Not true.
It is so. I met your parents. All of you officers of the law will be on a soup line next week.
You keep your trap shut. You want these guys to keep me for ransom?
Okay, yeah. DuPont, Astor, Carnegie, whoever you are. Into the wagon you go. Keep it moving. You, Dolphin, you can ride in the front with me.
No, thank you. I'll ride in the back with,
Shirley. Nice to meet you.
Yes, Shirley.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. You look mighty familiar. You sure this is your first bust?
My first and your last. I will have your head on a spike for this.
Yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Just get in the wagon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy, available now.